This is called The End of the Raven by Edgar Allan Poe's cat. On a night quite unenchanting, when the rain was downward slanting, I awakened to the ranting of the man I catch mice for. Tipsy and a bit unshaven, in a tone I found quite craven, Poe was talking to a raven perched above his chamber door. Raven's very tasty, thought I, as I tiptoed o'er the floor. There is nothing I like more. Soft upon the rug I treaded, calm and careful as I headed toward his roost atop that dreaded bust of Pallas I deplore. While the bard and birdie chattered, I made sure that nothing clattered, creaked or snapped or fell or shattered as I crossed the corridor. For Poe's house is crammed with trinkets, curios and weird decor, bric-a-brac and junk galore. Still the raven never fluttered, standing stock still as he uttered, in a voice that shrieked and sputtered, his 2 cents worth, nevermore. While this dirge the bird brain kept up, oh so silently I crept up. Then I crouched and quickly leapt up, pouncing on the feathered boar. Soon he was a heap of plumage and a little blood and gore. Only this and not much more. Oh, my pickled poet cried out, "Pussycat, it's time I dried out. Never sat I in my hideout talking to a bird before. How I wallowed in self-pity while my gallant, valiant kitty put an end to that damn ditty." Then I heard him start to snore. Back atop the door I clambered, eyed that statue I abhor, jumped and smashed it to the floor.